800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control and literally bring up anything. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. And it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And again, don't forget you can log on and get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there with hundreds of posters, hundreds of people interacting there, plus thousands of posts for you to surf around through. Definitely something worth checking out, so get interactive. It's absolutely free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org. Now, you know that I'm a member of the Free State Project,
yes,
as is everybody else in this room.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I have also have a bumper sticker on my little black BMW.
Yes, you do.
That says,
I have one on my black Toyota pickup.
Mine says something to the effect of, you want liberty in your lifetime, Free State Project, you know, freestateproject.org.
Now, you don't have one, do you?
I don't have one on my black BMW.
Because as long as we're just naming what kind of car.
Because you're not allowed to have one on that car? You're just not a bumper sticker person?
No, I just don't have one.
Oh, well, I have one for you then.
Oh, okay, good.
We can remedy that tonight.
Good times.
All right, go ahead, man, which I'm sorry.
And I was, people at work know which car is mine, and somebody came into work and said, where I work during the day, and they said, "So, I saw your bumper sticker. Are you a Democrat?"
Huh.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, the message needs to get out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Common misconception. Well, maybe not so common. But I guess the misconceptions are all over the map, because
sure,
we simply
don't know what it is.
We've encountered a whole lot of them today.
You're a Luddite? What's that mean? You don't like... Cheese?
What does Luddite mean? Please define.
Luddite is a person who doesn't like technology. They were named after people like in the early 1800s in Europe that would go around smashing machinery.
Hmm. Because
Luddites.
They don't like it. All right. Well, we stumbled across someone else with some misconceptions today, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
First, some news and how we discovered it. We've been on the podcasting top 10 for several weeks now and been climbing up the charts day by day. Yesterday we were at fourth place. Today we have hit third place at podcastalley.com. Oh, and Johnson would like to mention that he has a Free State Project bumper sticker. So,
what kind of car does he have?
He's got a green Blazer.
Okay.
I believe Scott has one on his white piece of junk.
We shouldn't be naming these because, you know, with the way that our listeners believe that you know, the government's out to get us all, mm-hmm, like all these cars are going to blow up.
Oh, we're going to get picked off.
Boom.
Well, we'll see about that.
That's why I got a fake name.
All right. So,
that works.
Don't fool yourself, man. Which anyone who wanted to could find out who you are. It's not
Why?
That difficult.
How?
I don't know, but there's resourceful individuals out there. You'd be surprised. Anyway, you can chime in anytime.
I challenge one of our listeners in another state to figure out what my name is.
Be careful with that, man.
I think they could do it. People could hack into other people's cell phones just by walking by them.
Oh, I'm not saying that they couldn't. I'm just interested. There you go.
Okay.
The challenge out there. Our listeners are I tell you, when we do things like that, they come back. And so I'm interested.
1-800-259-9231 if you want to bring up whatever's on your mind. But anyway, the podcasting thing, we're number 3 in the world now, which is exciting. And I would guess within a few days we'll be number 2. And then it's just a matter of time before we gain enough votes to take the number 1 slot. But on the podcasting website, podcastalley.com, you can click on the comments section on the show, and you can read what some people think about us. And it's mostly just glowing praise of the show, which is nice.
Well, of course, we've stacked the deck a bit, too.
Well, it's all's fair in love and podcasting.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it to get your friends and neighbors
sure.
And,
you know. Damn well bet those other shows are doing it.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
So,
and if they're not, they don't want to be number 1 very damn bad.
Right. So we finally got, after 20 or so positive comments, we finally got our first negative comment.
Great.
And it was from someone who basically took a shot at libertarianism. She said that...
What'd she say?
Well, she... First of all, she said... Let's see. Here's what she said. She doesn't think that the show should even be on the website.
Okay.
She says, it's questionable that it should even be on PodcastAlley.com at all. It's a live radio show that happens to offer archives of its shows as MP3 downloads via an RSS feed. This is opposed to
what
most
What is an
shows.
RSS feed?
technical. It is opposed to most shows featured on this site, which are recorded as podcasts. And then she goes on to say, click on my name's link to read about how flawed and silly a concept libertarianism is. Now,
wait. Now we got this is a two things, right?
Okay, right.
Libertarianism sucks, and this isn't a real podcast.
I addressed that. Yeah. I actually posted a comment after hers, and I said...
So what she's sort of saying is it's the difference... I mean, I can kind of see where she's at. It is a real podcast because it's a podcast. That's it. It's a podcast. Sorry, MP3, bump, boom, boom, podcast. But what she's sort of saying, the point is that one is like a professional versus an amateur.
Right.
Like, you know, the Olympics used to be. You couldn't make any money doing this in order to participate in the Olympics. And she's sort of saying that Podcast Alley should be
the
Olympics.
Be for amateurs.
Right.
Right. But we're professionals, so we shouldn't be included.
And there's a point to be made there.
No, I disagree with that. Because podcasting, to my knowledge, there's no site mission to Podcast Alley that says we're dedicated to
Pepsi being the sponsor right there on the front
freaking
page.
Yeah. the owner of this site is not concerned with what this particular commenter thinks, and I made the point that podcasting is just a medium to deliver content to listeners.
It is
true. We've got content, and as a matter of fact, we have it six. That's quite annoying, man, which... I've never heard a more annoying ring than that.
It's supposed to be annoying.
Okay. We have listeners who want to hear this content. Podcasting gets it to them the most direct fashion as far as if they're not tuning in live. Podcasting is the next most direct way to actually access the show.
Sure. And it's another medium to listen to the show.
Considering we've been giving our archives out for over 2 years now since we've been on the air, it's just the natural extension of expanding that.
Podcasting would be a description of what we do. We broadcast and podcast.
Exactly.
It's broadcasting means to spread over a large area. You broadcast.
She's just trying whatever she can to get us taken off the charts because she doesn't like our ideology, which she then says... click on my name's link to read about how flawed and silly a concept libertarianism
is. Now listen to this. It's also you can apply this to the rest of your life. Because generally, when you're listening to people's reasons, when they give you a list of reasons, I'm breaking up with you because I don't like the color of your hair, and your car doesn't run reliably, and sometimes, you know, you don't take a shower on a regular basis. It's the last one every time.
Uh-huh.
It always is. It's always just the last reason. So here's
that's
the last
point.
Reason.
Yep.
And
she
it's
says,
the last reason.
The guys who host this show are in far too deep with their own twisted ideology to ever be able to understand why what they're saying is ridiculous. It's ridiculous and horrible. Libertarianism's horrible, apparently.
Wow.
But hopefully it's not too late. It's
you know what? It's every other ideology that's really, you know, employs horrible tactics.
Exactly. We're going to get into what she thinks, or at least what the link that she gave thinks about our show. She says, hopefully it's not too late for some listeners to look into the roots and ideas behind libertarianism so as to be not so foolish. So she's going to try and save some of our listeners if they click on her link. But we're going to save them that trouble because we're going to talk about
it. We're going to read the whole damn thing.
The whole thing. It's a little rambling and excessive.
Long,
but we're going to highlight most of it, I think. Because there's a lot of interesting claims in there. And they all deserve to be addressed. Because this girl does not understand libertarianism in the least.
Now, did she write the link?
I don't know.
Link?
Oh. I don't know. There's no way to know. We're going to assume that she did.
Okay.
If she didn't write it, she certainly agrees with it because she's promoting it.
Here's my link on why libertarianism is horrible.
Exactly. We will check that out. And by the way, we're going to get to that coming up. But I want to read... there's a fresh comment here that I just stumbled across from one of our fans. He says, Amber, podcasting is merely audio that's delivered through an RSS feed. That's all it is, plain and simple. Free Talk Live certainly qualifies, as does Air America's podcast and many other radio shows that do podcasting. Your website about libertarianism contains many flaws in logic and argumentation. And he goes on.
Oh, he's going to spoil
it. We're going to get into this. It's fun. And if you want to change the topic, you can do that. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is the show you can literally take control of just by dialing in 800-259-9231. If you don't, that means we have to think stuff up and bring up different issues, and we're more than happy to do so. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of women on there who have sent their photos in to be included in the Shrine because they listen to the show and they're proud of it. And we're proud of them listening, so we show them off on the Shrine. So check that out at freetalklive.com. So we've got this lady who apparently doesn't care for our politics, libertarianism, and she has posted a link on our a podcast comments area to what, in her opinion, is what is wrong with libertarianism. And so I say, let's tear it up, boys.
Yep.
She says, the methodology isn't much different.
It's a website that's completely unanswered. And it's kind of silly, you know? It takes, for one thing, it takes as a fact that whole, the prejudice against libertarians that somehow they're converted Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Not so.
Nope.
Some are. I am. I'm a converted Republican.
As am I.
But I don't know. Like I.
To, I'm too to young extent, to be a
right. To some
Republican.
Extent, I kind of feel that way about you too, Jason. Like, you were too young to actually be a Republican. Like you weren't formed totally.
Right. I was a Republican. I was a Republican because my dad was a Republican, and so when I was in eighth grade, I was in the Rush Club at school. But that didn't mean that I had any sort of conscious understanding of what being a Republican meant. Supposedly.
And the Republican Party certainly is a coalition of several parties. I mean, you've got the Rockefeller Republicans, you've got the Goldwater Republicans, and you have these quote-unquote moral majority, which, in fact, are not a majority of anything. So, you know, I mean, would the Goldwater Republicans fit into libertarianism? Sure. There's a lot of comparisons between economic conservatism and libertarianism. Not Republicans, sorry. There's social liberalism involved in libertarianism also.
Right.
And
she addresses all of this, so let's get into it. She says crackpots are usually harmless.
We're crackpots, man. Which,
well, she might not be wrong there. I consider libertarianism to be, she says, but I consider libertarianism to be quite dangerous. The Libertarian Party is a joke, but an unattractive subset of libertarian ideas has become mainstream in American politics. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
The former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, took most of his program from libertarianism. Bob Dole, running for president in 1996, helped spread the libertarian notion that all taxes are bad. Really?
I don't remember him ever saying that.
Yeah, that's news to me. I mean, she's right to an extent that Republicans love to talk about libertarian ideas, but when it comes down to it, they never implement them when they're elected.
No.
She goes on
They love government just as much as the Democrats do.
Just they pretend like they don't to get elected.
And the Democrats pretend like they care about minorities to get elected.
Right.
And then what do? Subjugate them once they get in power. It's just the lie that is politics.
So is W a libertarian? I don't think so. I think he's a stooge for big business, which is, I'm being told, Johnson, the research bitch, is cluing us in this was written by a man, so written by a dude. Anyway, he goes on to say that I think he's a stooge for big business, which is not at all the same thing. Big business wants to do whatever it likes, and so does government, by the way. I recommend Paul Krugman's columns to see just how deep W is implicated in the current crisis. But it doesn't need a philosophy to do this as well. The excesses of the war on terror show that the social doctrines of libertarianism are of no interest to the administration. Well, of course not, because they're not libertarians. How could you possibly align George W. Bush with libertarianism?
I consider it a slap in the face.
Yeah, it's a clear misunderstanding and bastardization of what libertarianism is and what it stands for.
Well, it's a nice trick.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
You know,
it's misinformation.
They set up a pin, and then she knocks it down.
Right.
Not that way. Wait, that's not libertarianism.
It's a key.
Libertarianism's like republicanism. Republicans suck, so libertarianism sucks.
Right.
What?
Now, he goes on to admit this. If you press the point, libertarians will generally cotton to being against corporate welfare and for legalizing drugs. Well, actually, you don't have to press the point with most of us. Yeah, there are some libertarians that are just kind of getting over their republicanism, and they haven't quite come to embrace the whole ending the war on drugs thing. But there's also some libertarians who are just getting over their being a Democrat and haven't quite accepted full fiscal responsibility, basically, for full social conservatism of economics, basically. The Libertarian Party website makes as much of social liberty as it does economic liberty. That's because that's how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
However, I've never seen the libertarian elements among the Republicans do a thing about these theoretical ideals. On the contrary, they're happy to ally themselves with Ashcroft's willing to trash judicial rights, Starr's poking into politicians' sex lives, Bush's mocking of the protection of the civil rights, and theocrats wanting the government to control movies, university courses, and women's wombs.
This mindless mendicant obviously never listened to the freaking show because we take George Bush's administration to task every single show. I mean, how does she get off comparing us to Republicans or, you know, putting this website up talking about how libertarianism is horrible?
He, first of all, it's a he. It's
the
not
poster,
the individual.
The poster's a her, though.
Right. Yes. The person who's writing this hasn't listened to the show.
No, the person who's writing it hasn't listened to the show. But
the person who's writing this doesn't pay any attention to libertarianism. I mean,
obviously,
he's done enough research to know that the Libertarian Party website, as he puts it, makes as much of social liberty as it does economic liberty. Correct. Correct statement. Then he says, well, I've never seen the libertarian elements among the Republicans do a thing about these ideals. Well, of course not, because they're not libertarians. They're unprincipled Republicans. They're people who haven't seen the light. They're people who, as he goes on to describe, want to get involved in people's personal lives. Libertarians don't want that.
Right.
You're not a libertarian if you don't feel that way. Anyway, he goes on to say the libertarian...
See, because the Libertarian Party is different than what a libertarian is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like a libertarian is an ideal. A person who is a libertarian believes a set of facts and nothing else.
It can all be boiled down to one principle. When you join the Libertarian Party, you are supposed to sign a statement that says you agree with the principle. The principle is basically that you don't agree with using force for political gain.
And
that applies on social issues, that applies on economic issues, it applies all over. This person clearly doesn't understand that.
Libertarians are pretty much the antithesis of what's going on in Washington.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're not seeking power or prestige. Our motives are not fueled by greed. I just don't understand how one could draw parallels between us and either Democrats or Republicans.
Well, I'll go ahead and defend greed for a moment. I don't think that there's necessarily anything wrong with it.
Well, when you use when you use your political power to achieve that greed,
then there's a problem.
And greed to the detriment of others.
All right. So he says,
I don't mind greed to a detriment of others as long as they're not forced to. Like, I want more than you have.
Well, that's fine.
My greed is detriment, you know, in that sense.
But if your greed is such that you say, I want what you have, so I'm going to club you over the head and take it,
then that's a problem. That's violence. Problem there is with violence, not with greed.
Right.
Right.
Right. Because greed leads to all sorts of wonderful things. If it wasn't for people wanting profit, then we'd be living in communism, basically.
Well, sure.
Nobody would have an incentive to create anything.
But there is the wrong kind of greed, and that's the kind
I agree.
Exhibited.
Libertarianism, again, back to this gentleman's article, the libertarianism that has any effect in the world, then, has nothing to do with social liberty and everything to do with removing all restrictions on business. So what's wrong with that? Well, again, libertarianism right now doesn't really have much effect in the world at all. Libertarianism wants to remove restrictions on everyone. We want you to be able to be free to live your life how you want. There's more misconceptions here. We'll address them. Unless you want to interrupt the show, bring up what's on your mind at 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
from taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Check out the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. That's spiffy. We give them away. Free. You don't have to log in. You don't have to create an account. There's no membership fee like so many other talk shows want.
Yeah.
They all want $5 a month out of you. We give you our stuff on the house.
That's right. Download our MP3s and listen to our horrible and dangerous libertarian ideas.
That's right. According to the individual who has written this article at zompist.com, we're dangerous because we support corporations and individual rights. Well, he hasn't really addressed that yet. He's kind of just... He's sort of just ignoring the whole social liberty portion of our platform.
Sure.
And just only attacking the one side, the economic liberty section of our platform. But that's okay. We can play.
You know, that sounds like a Greenpeace nut.
He's certainly a nut. You know that what?
It's probably true that if you talk about the platforms, that Republicans are a little more likely to support libertarian ideas than Democrats, and I'm talking about the politicians, not the actual voters. But half of the issues are very democratically oriented. I mean, mm-hmm. They're very liberal at the very
Absolutely.
Least. You know, I want to see drugs legalized.
100%.
I want to see prostitution legalized.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I want to see everybody equal.
Mm-hmm.
Pro-choice
equal.
On everything.
So this individual just doesn't
Can you imagine a government where everybody's equal?
Well, anyway, he says, we used to have an government, and by the way, you can interrupt the show, change the topic anytime, 800-259-9231. Going on with this article, we used to have a government which was within spitting distance of the libertarian ideal. Business could do what it wanted, and it did. The result was robber barons, monopolistic gouging, management thugs attacking union organizers, filth in our food, a punishing business cycle, slavery and racial oppression, starvation among the elderly, gunboat diplomacy in support of business interests.
That's right. You know, slavery is the fault of libertarian ideals.
That's right.
Obviously.
What an idiot.
Oh, I wish I was more versed on the robber barons. We could take every one of those accusations and address them separately. I mean, I wish that I had more on the robber baron issue, and if any of you have a comment. I mean, the robber barons, weren't they given some protection by the state?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, they were.
Right.
Sure. Once they got enough money, then they buy off the politicians.
Right. Mm-hmm. So being in spitting distance from the libertarian ideal is not being libertarian society. If you've got a government in place that has the ability to protect some individuals at the cost of others, you don't have a libertarian society.
No.
You've got
an oligarchy.
Yeah, you've got an organization where the biggest corporations get the benefits because they are in control of the government. That's not libertarianism.
No.
At all.
I'll show you what the end product is of that. It's what we got now.
Monopolistic gouging. The only way you can have monopolies is with government support and government
it's
approval.
The only way.
Take a look at your cable company or your phone company in town. Usually there's only one to choose from, and that's because they have a sweetheart deal with your city or county government. that says, we get to be the only cable provider in town, and we'll collect some taxes for you for doing it. And so nobody else gets to get in the game, and so therefore our service is crappy, and the products keep getting more costly.
In this article, they talk about how libertarians, you know, the libertarians that he gets responses to this are impassioned and factless. The few facts that he does have in the article are wrong.
Yeah, most everything is just blind assertions here. Just
sorry, I read this. It's not good. Bad reporting.
Management thugs attacking union organizers. Well, I'm sure whoever those union organizers were just completely angelic people, right? they weren't destroying any property to deserve to get attacked, right? Filth in our food? So, wait a minute. When businesses are allowed to run unregulated, they'll poison us? What kind of logic is that?
Because poisoning your customers is good business, of course.
What an idiot!
Certainly, there was a more laissez-faire attitude in the early 1900s towards business.
Sure.
And as things came, you know, the evolution of our industry in America, there were some problems. But go to a third world country and see what the pollution levels what manufacturing's like there.
Even if there was an incident or two of somebody being poisoned, I mean, sure, there's still the occasional cockroach in a
meal
today.
The FDA sure isn't keeping people's fingers and rat droppings out of food. As a matter of fact, some foods have levels of rat droppings that are acceptable.
According to the FDA.
Yeah.
Right.
I found a cockroach in a Subway sandwich once.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you find it before you bit in?
Yes, I did. Okay. Thankfully.
Are you telling me that this 100 years of regulation that we've got didn't keep that cockroach out of your sandwich?
Yeah. Well, the idea, I mean,
Where was the FDA guy poking at the damn sandwiches? He should have checked them all before everybody ate.
Just the concept that these businesses would want to poison you. That's what this person's saying. Mm-hmm. If you let businesses just go, they'll poison us all. What an idiot. No business who wants to have somebody come back and buy their burger a second time is going to keep their products dirty. You want your customers to be happy so they come back and buy again, and then they come back and buy again and again and again and again so you can stay in freaking business. This person has no concept of the free market at all, and it shows. Business cycle, what a punishing business cycle. Does that mean, like, how many hours you had to work? Is that what you
mean by
that?
Okay, let's say that. Let's say that so.
Okay, well, yeah, back in the industrial age, more people had to work more hours because we hadn't progressed along enough to where we got out of the industrial age. Kids were working because families needed them to in order to get by.
Whoa, let's look at agrarian cultures for a minute.
Right.
Let's forget the whole business model that came. When were children working before this?
All the time.
All the time. They, you know, I'm 6 years old, they're out there, you know, in the fields doing what they can do. This child labor exploitation thing, new. Brand new. Now, maybe children need to be educated now to a larger extent to work in the world. I'm not sure that's so.
As far as I'm concerned, you should be able to work at any age that your parents allow you to work at.
Sure.
And any age the business is willing to hire you at. Because I think the earlier we can get our kids to go to work, the more responsible they're going to get, and the more mature our kids are going to be. Instead of being 21-year-old teenagers, we're going to have responsible 15-year-old adults, basically.
People were quite responsible back when kids were working.
Starvation among the elderly?
Now, by the way, I don't think that kids necessarily should go to work, but that's what I can do with mine. You know what?
Right.
I can keep my kids up till 18 from working. And if they want to, I can make a contract with them or a deal with them where they stay at home till they're 47.
Sure.
Because they're my kids, and, you know, they're adults. They can make their own deal.
Starvation among the elderly. I would love to see the basis for that claim. What is he talking about?
Yeah, I don't even know where that would come from.
Maybe during the Great Depression? I mean, when everyone was starving?
The idea would be that there was no pensions mandated or something like that.
When government's not around to regulate businesses, then all of a sudden people just stop caring about their families? What, grandma's starving to death and mom and dad are just
too
busy with their own life?
Some people have no families.
I understand that, but they still have a network of friends who care about them, and I'm sure that if your family goes and moves somewhere else, or if you're 65 years old and your kids just die off in some freak accident, you're probably not going to be without company for the remainder of your life. You're going to go seek it out. We are social beings. We seek out disorder.
Nobody's going to starve on the streets of America.
These claims are wild and crazy, and there are more. 800-259-9231. So correcting some misconceptions about what libertarianism is. We want to set you free. Now, what's wrong with that? 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control, bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
Yeah, and Jason.
And man,
don't forget to get interactive at freetalklive.com. You want to know the latest with the show, what's going on, who's our newest affiliates, new Shriners, anything that we have to announce. All you have to do is join the updates list. Go to freetalklive.com, click updates, sign up. It's real quick and easy, and you get your updates in your email box. So, we are just tearing the hell out of this individual's Internet post, which is very long, very rambling. We're obviously not going to have time to get into all of it, because there's a lot of claims here, but some of them absolutely have to be addressed. Just total misconceptions about what libertarianism is, and it's not a surprise because people don't know. This individual, though, has actually done research, because you can tell, I mean, he admits to going to the Libertarian Party website, and but then he takes whatever research he did, throws it out the window, and completely
twists it.
Yeah, twists everything. So really, this is more of a hit piece against libertarianism than a honestly researched piece of information.
To liken fellows like George W. Bush to libertarians?
Nope.
Definitely a hit piece.
Not so.
Sorry. Absolutely. So you can get interactive with us here at 1-800-259-9231, yes.
I wonder if one of the people on PodcastAlley.com, one of the shows that which we're supplanting, by the way, we have been skyrocketing.
Oh, yeah. Number three in the world.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I remember when we were number, what did we start out at?
Started at something like 50, and we moved up the charts.
Skyrocketing up the charts. And how long has that been? 3 weeks?
Well, that's three out of over 1,000 podcasts, by the way. It's not like 3 out of 50. It's 3 out of 1,000.
Yeah.
Right.
I bet it's one of the top teners who, like, these people suck. They suck so bad. They're shooting up the charts. What do I do? What do I do? And they figured, oh, I found this article. We'll post an article. And it's just, you know, it's just a shill. They're just this Amber who posted had a post on the website. She's just a shill.
Well, she may actually believe this bunk.
Yes, but she is the wife or girlfriend or, in fact, a talent
of the poster.
On
another show,
on a
podcast.
Broadcaster.
You think
yeah,
so?
On a podcaster. Yes.
Okay, it's a little paranoid, but all right.
No, it's got to be. Who else would?
Someone who doesn't like libertarianism. Anyway, let's get into more of this. Again, this is from a website called Zompist.com. I'll give him credit. Fine. The people. The problem with communism, he says, is that people are corrupt. Take an intellectual, the vanguard of the proletariat, and put him in charge of the workers' interests, and he becomes a dictator, ruling for his own benefit and imprisoning anyone who complains.
And what does communism have to do with libertarianism?
Well, now he says the problem with libertarianism is that people are corrupt. Focusing exclusively on the sins of government, libertarians forget the sins of the market. But you can see from history or from the news that business will abuse its power. And then he's going to get into
any power.
Right. Business has power because they know
politicians. No one has power that you don't give them.
Or that they can lobby for from
right.
the politicians.
Well, the American people have given a lot of their power to the government, given it away piece by piece. And now the government is doing what anybody does, trading that power for money.
Exactly.
So they're trading the businesses the power for money. You gave away your power a long time ago, Pally.
The problem with this person's worldview is that he thinks people are corrupt. Even if that's true, which I don't believe that it is, I just believe that people are looking out for their best interests.
Yes.
And if they're in a position of power, then that generates into corruption, I believe. But even if you do have that worldview that people are evil and people are corrupt, well, that's the perfect reason to have libertarianism, to get rid of the government. Because the worst thing you can possibly have is corrupt or corruptible people with power.
Yes.
But he doesn't make that connection. Anyway, the problem with... poor people are generally ill-served by even basic-level businesses, he says. People in the inner city pay more for food and pay surprisingly high rent. What a view of society. The reason why things cost more in the city is because big cities have big...
Governments. And lots of services.
Put quotes around services.
Government services. Government services.
Well, that means that the businesses who are trying their damnedest to operate in these big cities have to charge a lot for the food that they provide.
Mm-hmm.
They have to charge a lot for their rent because they're being taxed to death. What, do you expect them to lose money on their apartment building?
No.
Banks happily take their money but won't loan to them. The minimum wage isn't enough to live on. Okay, banks happily take their money, but won't loan to them. Well, if you're poor, it is tough to get a loan. Because usually the reason you're poor is because you're really bad at saving your money. You're really bad.
Not be your fault. It might have been just, you know, like economic training that you've had all along in your life. But I'm sorry.
Well, and that's because the government doesn't teach people good spending habits.
That doesn't make rich people necessarily good at saving money, by the way. At saving or investing their money. Some of them might have started out with a bunch of money and just
piss it away.
You know, not happen to be piss it all away yet.
If you can show some sort of ability to retain some of your dollars, then you're going to be more likely to be loaned to. That's not a problem with the market, in my opinion. Anyway, the minimum wage isn't enough to live on. So I wish this dude would call the show because the next question that we always have to ask is, well, what should the minimum wage be? What is enough to live on? Is it $100 an hour? And in which case, what's going to happen to the cost of the hamburgers with the cost of everything?
It's just the Mickey Mouse economics.
Just somebody who
the market's only going to adjust to compensate for how much they're forced to have the minimum wage at. The price is just going to compensate. That's all.
1-800-259-9231. We've got Brandon on the line. He's going to have to hang out. We're going to get to him coming up. This is your show. You can talk about anything. We're destroying this individual's claims about libertarianism, someone who just doesn't get it, or maybe someone who does get it but doesn't like it and just wants to slam us. It won't work because we're principled. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control if you want it. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Is Ian here with you?
And Jason.
And Manly.
It's the Wednesday night edition, and don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. There is, of course, live streams there, so if your local radio stations don't carry the show, you can always listen online at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Brandon in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Brandon with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys. Hey, you know what about that website? Well, I tell you what, he's right. You know, if the government was not telling my dad that he could not poison his cheeseburgers and his chicken strips at his store, he would do it.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what.
Absolutely.
He wants to poison every single person he can, but because the government says he can't, he isn't going
to
do it.
He wants to kill off the entire city, from what I heard.
Oh, you know, yeah.
putting poison in someone's chicken strips is a criminal offense. I don't think we need the FCC to tell us whether or not the FDA to tell us whether or not they, you know, the manufacturing process. I'm sorry, if it's negligent, it's negligent. It should be handled in the courts.
Yes,
we don't need an alphabet letter agency out there just sucking us dry of our tax dollars in order to make sure that the cows are properly handled.
Absolutely. You're right. And on the same note about the website, Ian was talking about how if you think man is inherently evil, then libertarianism is the way to go, and he's completely right. By no means will I ever want to put man in power to enslave man.
And the converse side of that is if you believe that, because people seem to have two different...
Okay. Mm-hmm. Whether you believe man is good or bad, libertarianism is the only solution.
There you go. That's where I was going to go, Brandon. Yep. Because if man is ultimately good, then there's no reason to have government because
Correct.
Man's good. And if man is evil, then there's no reason to have government because we sure as hell don't want them in charge.
Yes, yep. Indeed. You're right.
Good. So what else is on your mind, sir?
I couldn't agree with you more. I just wanted to get to that. And I have on the BBS system about the FCC. I don't know. Now, this is new to me. I didn't know they were this powerful. But I was in journalism class today. And my girlfriend says, hey, Brandon, come over here and look at this. And
you don't have a girlfriend.
Shut up, man.
Wait, you listen to Free Talk Live and you have a girlfriend?
Well, this is new.
Anyway, she's doing a report on the FCC, and she found out she's on their website, and it has this. I'm just starting in the middle of a paragraph. For example, because almost all electrical and electric equipment emits radio frequencies, the FCC equipment authorization rules protect you when your child plays with a radio-controlled plane. Your teenager upstairs sends their homework assignment to the printer downstairs via your new wireless home network. Your toll fee is automatically deducted from your little plastic box attached to your windshield without having to stop at the booth. You swipe your credit card at the gasoline pump. You push your garage door opener.
They're saying the FCC protects us in all of these occasions?
Yes. If they can protect us in all this, the FCC could single-handedly cripple this country. I mean, if they have the power to...
Well, they have to approve all electronic devices, basically.
Yes. Well, what I see it is that the government has a monopoly on the airwaves.
Sure they do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so basically the government can do anything wrong with those airwaves. They could cripple this country.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, they are crippling this country.
Oh, you're completely right.
Right.
The government...
20 seconds, Brandon.
Okay. As I just read more about and listen to your show, the government gets bigger every day.
Yep.
Just the more you learn. And it's come to the point where I think the Free State Project truly is the only way you're going
to
get listened
to. We happen to agree with you, Brandon. Thanks for the call, man.
800-259-9231.
1-800-259-9231. Brilliant deductions. This is your show.
Indeed.
Free Talk Live.
If you're talking...